Chapter 8. I had only a few seconds to think. If security had called in a cop, they were thinking I might be trouble. If I came off as something suspicious, they'd probably take a look around as a matter of course. If that happened, and they found what was in my brother's war room, I'd be buying us both more kinds of trouble than I could count. I needed a lie. A really good, really believable lie. I shut the door to Thomas's war room and bedroom and stared around the immaculate, stylish, track-lit living room, trying to think of one. I stared at Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion, looking for inspiration. Nothing. The Pirate King, with his white shirt manfully open to his waist, didn't give me any ideas either. And then it hit me. Thomas had already established the lie. He'd used it before, no less, and it was just his style of camouflage, too. All I had to do was play up to it. I can't believe I'm about to do this, I told Mouse. Then I set my coat and staff aside, took a deep breath, flounced to the door, opened it, and demanded, "He sent you, didn't he? Don't try to lie to me." A patrol cop, God, she looked young, regarded me with a polite, bored expression. Sir? Tomas, I snarled, pronouncing it the same way as the woman on the answering machine. He's not man enough to have come to meet me himself, is he? He sent his bully boys to do it for him. The cop let out a long, suffering breath. Sir, please, let's stay calm here. She turned to the building security guy, a nervous-looking, balding man in his 40s. Now, according to building security, you aren't a known resident, but you've entered with a key. It's standard procedure for them to ask a few questions. Questions? I said. It was hard not to lisp. So hard. But that might have been too much. I settled for saying everything in my Murphy impersonation voice. Why don't you start with why he hasn't called me, After giving me his spare key? Ask him why he hasn't come to visit the baby. I pointed an accusatory finger at Mouse. Ask him what excuse he has this time. The cop looked as if she had a headache. She blinked at me once, lifted a hand to her mouth, coughed, and stepped aside, gesturing to the security guy. He blinked a few times. Sir, the security man said, it's just that Mr. Wraith hasn't actually listed with building security anyone he's given access to his apartment. He better not have, I said. I have given him years, years, and I will not be cast aside like last season's shoes. I shook my head and told the young cop in an aside voice, never date a beautiful man. It isn't worth what you have to put up with. Sir, the security man said, I'm sorry to, intrude, but part of what our residents pay for is security. May I see your key, please? I can't believe that he never even... I trailed off into a mutter, got the key out of my coat pocket, and showed it to him. The security guy took it, squinted at it, and checked a number on its back against the list on his clipboard. This is one of the resident's original keys, he confirmed. That's right. Tomas gave it to me, I said. I see, the security man said. Would you mind if I saw some photo ID, sir? I'll put a copy in our file so this won't happen again. I was going to kill my brother later. Of course not, sir, I assured him, trying to appear mollified and reluctantly willing to be gracious. I got out my wallet and handed him my driver's license. The cop glanced at it as it went by. I'll be right back, he told me, and hustled toward the elevator. Sorry about this, the cop told me. They get paid to be a little paranoid. Not your fault, officer, I told her. She regarded me thoughtfully for a moment. So you and the owner are, we're something, I sighed. You can never get the pretty ones to come out and say exactly, can you? Not generally, no, she said. Her tone of voice stayed steady, her expression mild, but I knew a poker face when I saw one. Do you mind if I ask what you're doing here? I had to be careful. The young cop wasn't dumb. She thought she smelled a rat. I gestured forlornly at the dog. We were living together in a tiny little place. We got a dog and didn't know he was going to get so big. Tomas was feeling crowded, so he moved into his own place, and I shrugged and tried to look like Murphy did when talking about her exes. We were supposed to switch off every month, but he always had some excuse. He didn't want the dog slobbering around his little neat freak world, I gestured at the apartment. The cop looked around and nodded politely. Nice place, but she hadn't been convinced. Not completely. I saw her putting a few thoughts together, formulating more questions. Mouse pulled it out of the fire for me. He padded over to the door, looked up at the cop.